Ready to improve your bottom line? The Room can match you with a top financial analyst. Trusted by small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, The Room's virtual financial analysts are highly trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Drive business growth with a virtual financial analyst from The Room. It's like listening to all the financial podcasts rolled into one. Get started today at trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's spend a few moments right now talking about the New York Jets, who are 1-1 on the season after one of the craziest comebacks I've ever seen. They were down 13 points in Cleveland with under 2 minutes to go, and they find a way to win the game 31-30 in those final 2 minutes. Now joining us, a second-year running back for the New York Jets out of UNC. They have the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend at MetLife Stadium, Sunday, 1 o'clock. And that's Michael Carter, who we did meet at the Super Bowl right when Barry Sanders was on set with us. And that was one of the coolest experiences probably of your life there, Michael Carter, because I remember you called your dad right after on FaceTime. That was some awesome stuff. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Good to hear your voice again. Yeah, but no, you're right. Meeting Barry Sanders was a big deal to me, just because I feel like he's the pinnacle of the position. It's exciting, but it's cool. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'll never forget when you said to me, "I'm just surprised Barry Sanders knew who I was."
Yeah, right. And I really was surprised, but I guess it's a credit to my work I've been putting in.
Well, that was an insane victory last weekend, Michael Carter. How'd you process it now, having a day or two to think about it?
No, it was a fun win, but at the same time, I'm very highly aware that, it takes more than one win to be great in this league. So everybody can do it one time, but can you do it again and again and again? So it was fun while it lasted, but we're on to next week.
When you heard that after the game, I'm sure you saw this stat that NFL teams won the last 2,229 consecutive games when leading by at least 13 points in the final 2 minutes. To see you guys break that streak, which is remarkable. And what does that say about the football team you guys have?
Yeah, man, I think it just speaks on our resilience, our resiliency as a team. And like I said before, man, we're just a group that just fights to the end. And we're gonna fight for each other. And win, lose, or draw, we know we're gonna be a tough group, and we're gonna be a tough group to beat. Win, lose, or draw, even if we lost, it's gonna be a long injury report. So it's always fun to go out and play on Sunday with the guys.
Michael Carter here with us. Was that the craziest comeback you've ever been a part of playing football?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe, but I did have a game where we played at UNC, and we was down by 25, 30 at halftime, and we came back and won. We scored 38 straight points. But I think just the magnitude of we're away and it was 2 minutes left or less. We were down by 2 touchdowns. I think one probably does take the cake, but at the same time, I was very confident in both those games, and my teammates were confident also that we were going to win the game. And our energy was great on Sunday, man, and a lot of credit to my teammates and our fans that were at the game. They had the house rocking too, so it was fun.
Michael Carter here with us from the Jets, second-year running back. Jets have the Bengals this weekend. Before we talk about the Bengals, one more on last week. What was that scene like in the locker room after the game? We saw the little video of Joe Flacco going nuts, but it must have been a party in that locker room.
Yeah, Joe Flacco was so tall, and he jumped up. He was jumping up. And I thought he was gonna hit his head on the ceiling. He was jumping so high. But nah, man, it was super fun. It was super fun.
I know Zach is your quarterback, but because of the injury, Joe is playing. Is that a business mentality that you have already, where you don't think about it that way? But it has to be pretty surreal, because you probably watched up seeing Joe Flacco play some football when you were growing up, right?
Yeah, Joe Flacco was like a hood hero. Yeah, no, Joe Flacco was super cool, and you know, he does a really good job in the huddle and just make sure everybody, you know, has the play and knows what to do before, you know, we get out there and spin. So, you know, it's always fun playing with Joe, and, you know, just to play with a legend like that. And he'll downplay it, but, you know, in a lot of eyes, he is a legend. So it's just fun to play with one and learn.
How is Zach Wilson progressing?
Very well. He's healthy. He's been working. His mental is strong. And he's going to be ready to go when he gets back. So it's just, you know, we have a win-win situation at quarterback. So.
Do you have a feeling when he's going to be back?
I don't know. He's probably at the home. Head coach or his lawyers or something.
Michael Carter here with us. What type of quarterback do you think Zach Wilson can be?
He can be whatever quarterback he wants to be. He's got all the talent in the world, and he got the hard work and the work ethic to match it. So I do think the sky's the limit for him, and he knows that. I feel that way about him. We talk all the time. So it's you know, we're on a path, you know, trying to be great, and, you know, along with the rest of the guys. And, you know, I do think I don't want to. You know, there's no pressure on Zach. At the end of the day, it's a team sport. As much as, you know, people in media try to put everything on him as a quarterback, but it's a team game. So he just kind of, you know, come to work every day like he does and just continue to get better.
Talking to Michael Carter from the Jets, what do you think the biggest difference is from last year to this year for you individually and then also the team so far?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the team. We're just a confident group, man, and we know that we can win any game. And, you know, just even last week, okay, yeah, we won. And, you know, people can say, you know, what they want to say about, you know, the Browns clock management. But that's just a game we play, man. Like, it's a game of inches. And, you know, we took advantage of the opportunity that we had. Whereas week one, you know, defense played lights out. And offense, we weren't able to put any points on the board. But, you know, we came back the next week and, you know, we fixed what we had to fix in practice. And, you know, we put points on the board. So, you know, from last year to this year, we're even more confident group. We're a group that knows that we can go win any game in any stadium. So, you know, individually, I think, you know, the game's slowing down for me. And just, I know, I really feel like, you know, at any point, you know, if things, you know, are going the way that, you know, things are kind of going my way in the game, that I, you know, I can, you know, do whatever it takes to win the game. Like, I can do, like, my part and a little extra just to, you know, to go help win a game for the team. So I feel very confident. My confidence is at an all-time high, and I'm blessed to be where I'm at. And I know I'm just grateful for it all. So I'm happy. I think that's the biggest thing.
What was your reaction when the team drafted Breece Hall in the second round this year?
I watched him in college. He's a really good player. So he just was excited to go in and work. And, so, yeah. Things are working out.
Yeah, how's that relationship been so far? Because you guys are obviously splitting carries, but how have you guys been so far as teammates?
No, really well. We've been doing well. He's a guy that works hard, and you know I'm gonna always gel with guys that work hard because I'm a hard worker too. So he's a cool guy. Got a good sense of has a good personality, relationship, and all around just a good guy.
Take me through on that 2nd and 10 catch that you had, and then you got the first down for 12 yards late with under a minute 30 to go. You made a nice little move there. Just take me through that play, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that, just kind of fake go out of bounds a little bit and try to get the first down. I saw Michael Vick do it one time. And so I was like, hey, this is probably not the best time to try it, but what else I'm going to try it? So it was my mom was getting But, you know, Denzel Ward did a good job of taking it away, so I had to, you know, go find the stick. So that was all my mind. My mind was just get the first down.
It's pretty impressive, the confidence to try something that you've never done before in a game there.
Yeah, I think that you got to be confident in this league because, you know, everybody's talented, but not everybody's confident as they say they are or, you know, as they appear to be. And I think, you know, the more confidence you have in the game, you know, the better off you'll be.
So you just saw growing up Michael Vick attempt that one time, and that's just how you remember something like that, and that comes naturally to you?
Well, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to try this if I get the rock. It was more of a, I did it, I was like, ah, it works. You know what I mean?
Michael Carter here with us from the Jets. Jets play the Bengals this weekend. That was a successful game for you guys last year. You guys got a victory. I know Mike White was playing at quarterback, and now it's going to look like it's going to be Joe Flacco. Is there anything you could take away from that game, or is it just, hey, it's a whole new year? There's not really much you take away from that one.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's, you know, they're familiar group. They're familiar with us, and, you know, we're familiar with them. We played them last year. They're the same group of guys, you know, with the and they've gotten better. And so it's just going to be a matter of, you know, yeah, we're learning from the film that last year we played them last year with. But also, the first couple of games this year, you know, despite losing, you know, they've done some really good stuff. So it'll be an interesting matchup. It'll be a fun one. You know, their roster's extremely talented. And it'll be fun to just go compete. Got a lot of respect for those guys.
How do you describe your head football coach, Robert Saleh, Michael Carter?
Yeah, he's juiced up. He's a leader and someone that, you know, can bring people together. And so it's nothing but love for him and a lot of respect for him.
You know what it's like to be a rookie going through it last year. Garrett Wilson is a first-round pick, a lot of high expectations coming out of Ohio State where he was a heck of a wide receiver. On Sunday, had 8 receptions, 102 yards, got those 2 touchdowns. The last one was the biggest one. What has stood out to you the most so far about Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, he's a good athlete, man, and he loves to compete. I think that's the number one thing that has stuck out to me is that, you know, he just loves to compete. He talks a lot of trash, and he backs it up. And he's been doing well. He's been doing well. He came in, and he has, you know, the right head on his shoulders. I know it's cliche to say, but he has, man. He's really put his head down and worked and earned a lot of respect from his teammates.
We've seen receivers recently. Justin Jefferson stepped into the league right away, had an immediate big-time impact. Last year, Ja'Marr Chase, who the Bengals are going to play you guys this weekend, right away took the league by storm. Do you feel like with what he's shown the first 2 weeks, especially on Sunday, that he could be one of those guys like a Ja'Marr Chase, like a Justin Jefferson?
You know, I feel like it's not really my job to, you know, foresee that. I think that it's also, you know, I don't want to put any expectations on him. It's just, you know, it's his life, and I know he's capable of doing that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be up to, you know, how life goes. But at the same time, yeah, he's very, very capable of doing something like that. He is. He's got all the talent in the world. And, you know, he's my dog. So he's, you know, we're going to continue to take it week by week.
Before we let you run, do you sense a different energy with this team? I know it's only 2 games in. I know you guys are 1-1, and I know you want to win every game. It's a building process, but I thought the Jets had a pretty positive offseason. Do you feel that energy, or do you still just say, okay, we're not there yet?
No, I do feel that. And I've been feeling like that probably since the end of last season. And I know we were not necessarily winning, but we were playing much better football. So, with the guys that we got in the offseason and the guys that we have in the building, you know, just getting better and better and better and just improving every day. I do think that we're at a place where, you know, we should feel confident about going into each game and winning them.
Before we let you run, I got to ask you about your UNC Tar Heels. They're 3-0. They had that wild game up against App State a few weeks back. They got Notre Dame this weekend. You've been keeping tabs with your Tar Heels?
Yeah, I have, for sure. You know, man, I got to, man. I love my alma mater. And everybody was laughing at me about the App State game until they beat Texas A&M. And then
yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, you know what, maybe App State is good. Well, no, I could have told you that it was good. App State's a great program. And they do a lot of good things, and they got a hell of a run game, actually. But, you know, they play a lot of good football there, and they got draft picks. And actually, one of the guys I played when I played App State in college plays for the Bengals. So, you know, we play him this week. So it'll be funny just going up to him and, you know, joking about, you know, when we played and stuff like that. So here we go.
Well, Michael Carter, always great to catch up with you. Heck of a win over the weekend, and good luck the rest of the way. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Baseball, America's game.
Oh, the most
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.